Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When I visited a neighbor's home, I was surprised to see a freshly painted sign on the door. No, not a quarantine sign warning of an infectious disease, but it did generate almost as much surprise. The notice simply read, "Love spoken here." I couldn't help wondering just what kind of a home this was, where they wanted visitors and friends to know the language spoken was the language of love. As I got acquainted with the young couple who lived there, I soon learned that love had not always been the language that had been spoken in that home. In fact, the couple's marriage had been on the rocks, driven there by alcohol, drugs, and temper. When a friend invited them to join an informal Bible study in a neighbor's home, they began to attend. Now, they had tried everything from psychology to Eastern religions. Why not try another book, one called the Bible, they reasoned. Skeptical at first, they soon discovered that the language of the book called the Bible is really the language of love. God's love for people who find it easier to hate than to love. Over a period of time, they met the chief actor in the story of redemption, Jesus Christ. And when they invited him into their lives and home, their whole picture changed. They learned a new language, the language of love. They also discovered what Paul wrote to the Corinthians was true. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has gone, the new has come. It's interesting to me how many things have changed in our world in recent years. At the same time, I think nothing has really changed. So what does that mean? In spite of our technology, almost instant communication, it seems we're not connecting with each other. The same old problems which seem to tear us apart are the very ones the writers of Scripture talked about when the Bible was written. The good news, though, is that the remedy to the problems of the first century is still the answer to our needs in the 21st century. Hatred and indifference give way to service and care born of love. John wrote, "Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." To a society which didn't know the difference between lust and love, Paul wrote, "The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by His Spirit who is given to us." By the way, what language do you speak in your home? No, not English, Tagalog, Spanish, Mandarin, or another language, but put another way, is it the language of selfishness and anger, or this magnificent language called love? I am fully convinced that the real kind of love, the kind that replaces selfishness and greed, comes only as the God of love takes up His residence in our hearts and home. It is little wonder that the language of love is so seldom spoken in our homes and lives. Until we know the God of love and He becomes our Father, there is little likelihood that we will speak His language. You can't be His child and learn His language until you are adopted into His family and embrace Him as your Lord. How do you answer the question about what language is spoken in your home? If you are not sure, why not shoot a quick video without your family members knowing? Record a few of the conversations that take place in your home. Then learn that the real language that speaks to the heart is the language of love.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.